Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, it's going to be more than mind power. It's going to be holiday power today. We have a delightful guest who is joining us, Patricia Hart McMillan, and she's in California, sunshiny California, where, depending on where you're located, the snow does fall. The wintry effects can be felt, but I believe she is more in the sunshiny area of Southern California, and that being the case, Patricia, welcome to the show.
Hello, Donna, and let me tell you, I'm in Houston today. Thanks
oh, my goodness.
Cell phones, we could just be anywhere. So happens I'm in Houston.
Well, that is just incredible. Well, thank heavens for good technology. That's all I can say. Patricia, I became aware of you and your beautiful book about a month ago, and of course I was making plans for booking guests for the holiday season. And your book is so absolutely gorgeous, and it's titled Delicious Christmas Decorations at Historic Houses and Your Home. And the cover on the front shows this elegant room, Victorian style, that has a table, a pristine white tablecloth that just has a beautifully perfect background for all of the colorful decor that is on it, the huge pieces that were very high on a table. They just went straight up like a candelabra would, and it's just beautiful. And the dishes are red and gold and white. They're just exquisite. Tell us where this is and how you developed your passion for decorating. I mean, this is just exquisitely wonderful. I've been in places in the South where they have these old mansions, and they will decorate them for various seasons in the year. Of course, Christmas is the epitome of holidays for decoration. Tell us how you got into all this.
Well, I've been interested in design since I was 5 years old, and I think most women are. I think it's just in our genes, and I think all of us decorate every day. I really do, and I think we all love pretty things. And the houses that are in this book that you describe are all historic. They're all across the country, and the one on the cover is Campbell House in St. Louis, Missouri, and I believe an Indian chief, a United States president, and various and sundry other notables, maybe even Mark Twain, dined at that table. At
wow.
One time or another. It's on the cover because the decorations that you see are really wreaths hanging over mirrors, and they're all made with greenery and adorned with fruit. And every centerpiece in the book is from a historic house, and each one of them is made with fruit and greenery. There's no flowers. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful, because when we go to the grocery store and we're picking up a few extra oranges or a few extra lemons or, you know, even plums and cherries, we can use them two ways. We can do decorations, and later on we can eat them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring out a point that I think is so fascinating. Very few people today are aware of, especially the younger generation. The older generation is aware of this. And especially, I remember my grandparents talking about this. But when it came to holiday time, unless you lived in an area like Florida or California where they had orange groves, oranges, lemons, any fruit of any kind was really a luxury. Nuts.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And often those were the various things that were the stocking stuffers for children.
Yes, but you know, because they were exotic to most of us then, the fragrance, the odors, the aromas, you know, they were just heavenly. They were just transporting, and we loved them. We may be a little more blasé today, but not really. You know, I think we all get excited when we see these wreaths that have fruit, whether it's fresh as it was in those days, but now of course it's not. These historic houses now are decorated with faux fruit because the real things don't last that long. At home, we can use fresh fruit, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the fragrances are really wonderful.
You know, they are.
We know the evergreens smell wonderful, but the fruit does too. It's a great thing to add. Not only beautiful colors and shapes, but the fragrance.
Oh, absolutely. And your comment about these things being a luxury, and today almost anybody can afford to have some nuts and oranges and things like this. We really take so much for granted today, and our ancestors didn't do that. But you have such marvelous pictures, and one of the pictures you've got includes a table arrangement where old pottery, blue-white pottery, in fact, it was the Chinese blue and white pottery that was brought to America. You have that, and on one of the arrangements, one of the plate arrangements, you have oranges that are studded with cloves, and you were just talking about fragrance. Cloves, whole cloves, have an amazing, fragrance that you can smell. That's why they're so delicious when they're put into hams and you baste the hams. I mean, it's just magical what happens. But putting them in the oranges and leaving those oranges out so that they can actually dry up. In fact, they make wonderful gifts, potpourri gifts.
They're so beautiful, but Donna, they're so easy to do. Have you ever tried it?
Yes, I have, but it's been years since I've done it.
Oh, I'm an interior designer, and I'm accustomed to having somebody work with me, and I'll say to the painter, I want this, or to the carpenter, I want that. And so, to be perfectly honest, I am not the handiest person in the world, but I sat down and put some cloves and studied the oranges, and I was just amazed and really delighted to find out how easy and how quick, and I think children could do it, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Would have
absolutely
a lot of fun.
You went to Williamsburg. You went into Williamsburg, and some of the photos in this book I just think are magical. Because if anyone listening has ever been to Williamsburg, Virginia, you literally will step back in time. All of the staff is dressed in colonial attire. And some of these photographs of entries of those colonial homes that are in Williamsburg, it's just charming, absolutely charming. And everything is just alive with color.
In fact, I think that we owe a great deal to Williamsburg for having brought us Christmas as we know it today. I mean, they were the starting point, really, of awakening the whole country to the thrill of decorating for Christmas and decorating with what came handy, you know, the leaves and magnolia leaves or whatever from the garden. Fruit that was imported, of course, but lots of native pine cones and things, showing us how to use them, really developed what became known as the Williamsburg look. And we just carry it on today. We really do. Very much of what we do today was begun in Williamsburg. So we owe a lot, I think, to that preservation.
I agree with that. And there is, to me, a warmth with what is displayed. Hospitality in the South was very, very important. And it was something that you really wanted to have this feeling of warmth when you entered into a home. You didn't want this sterile, cold environment of, let's say, a sterling blue and white type of environment. That's not what you want. They had all of the living things that they incorporated, and then the fragrance of the pines and the fruits and the various things.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and that's the stuff cooking in the kitchen, if they happened to have the kitchen in the house. Often in colonial times, the kitchens were separate because of the danger of fire. So they'd have the, the kitchens separate from the houses. And it was, but still those smells go out into the cold air of winter. And it's just magical. But the color tones that are incorporated are, most of them, very natural color tones that harmonize with the very element of the holiday.
Yes, and bringing in natural evergreens, you know, the, whatever grows in the area, those holly bushes with red berries and things were just so festive and so beautiful and so easy. In one of the photographs, because we take examples of the wonderful centerpieces and decorations that were in the historic houses, and then toward the end of the book I say, okay, here is how we can interpret them. We can either copy them or we can adapt them. And so I do that. There is a wonderful mantle in Montclair, which is a beautiful house in Baltimore, that had a mantle treatment of kind of fringy-looking evergreen. I have no idea what it is. I never did find that out. But I said, oh, I love the look. I ran out to my yard in Texas, in San Antonio, and found rosemary. It's just a delicious-smelling herbal bush, shrub.
Mm-hmm.
I clipped it off, and I was able to get the look. And you'll see it in how similar it looks. And it's, what, that Montclair is in Baltimore. I don't know what they use, but I used rosemary. I got the look. Took me 5 minutes. Of course, I washed them off and patted them dry with the paper towel, laid them across the mantle. And then added fresh fruit atop that in a nice little simple arrangement. The effect really pretty. Didn't cost me anything. Somebody asked me, a newspaper reporter here in town said to me, oh, how much did that cost? I said, well, in feminine logic, nothing. She said, what do you mean? I said, I had the fruit. I was going to use it later for a fruit salad. So I decorated my mantle, you know. And it's not treated. It's perfect. All I did was wash it. Put it up there, so it was perfectly fine. I can use it. So it cost me nothing. You know, I have decoration for Christmas Day. A few days later, I'll change it, and then I'll use the oranges and the apples and whatever I use here for a fruit salad. So it cost me nothing, and she laughed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
not as though we went out and spent a fortune on flowers. You know, I love flowers. Please don't think I'm anti-flowers, but The advantage, I think, particularly in tough economic times, is being able to stretch our dollar, and that's what these decorations do. They let us sort of have the decorations and eat them, too.
I really appreciate what you're saying. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and in the Pacific Northwest, we have an abundance of greenery, and there was many a Christmas where we would go into forested areas, and we would pick up boughs that had fallen on the ground. And my husband does a wonderful job of making wreaths, and he would go ahead and make the wreaths, and the fragrance in the house was just awesome. And like you said, if you use what you have, now sometimes it's a touch of lace. One of the things about the mantles is you showed a Victorian tradition of taking lace and putting it across the mantle so it drapes over, and you can use ribbons. You can use whatever you've got. And
oh, paper doilies.
And colorful.
Don't paper doilies come to mind when you look at that picture? You could just do, you know, so you don't have fine handmade lace, paper doilies would get that look, and it would be so
That's
easy.
True.
And so Victorian, so lavish looking, just really beautiful.
It is
that
beautiful.
House, yeah, that house is in Maryland, I believe, and just wonderful examples from all of these houses all over the country of what homeowners did, you know, to make their holidays really beautiful and bright.
I like the mantelpiece that you have with the fan. That is something a million years I would never have thought of using, but it's gorgeous. This is a beautiful fan.
That house is on North Shore in New York, and what happened is the designers who said, okay, let's decorate the house as the owners would have done, they would have chosen a Nutcracker theme. And so this is the Oriental piece from the Nutcracker. and they put the oriental fans out along with the greenery from their own garden. And it's so pretty. Oh, which I might say, Donna, the Victorians were really great at coming up with themes for decorating. So along with the fruit and greenery, they would add things like little tiny American flags, you know, if they wanted to have a big patriotic theme, or the tiny miniature hat boxes and so forth, or ribbons and pieces of jewelry. And they would just add things to the fruit and to the greenery, which was basic to them, but getting new and different and very personal and custom looks.
I think it's fun. One of the things I love to do during the holiday season is to go around, see all the different stores, and just check out all the magnificent decorations that are put up by retailers every year. But to look at how maybe somebody does something, and that's what your book gives a wonderful example of with these historic houses, and say, what do I have that I can incorporate in? What is in my yard? And like you went and used rosemary. That is very aromatic. You can use that. All of this just brings something special, and it's wonderful to involve the kids to see what they could come up with, and something, too, that can be done. You can always take. One year, I didn't have something, so I got a can of gold spray paint and went and sprayed some evergreen stuff with it and created something that was just for pennies that was really colorful and dynamic, and we can do that.
Yes, it's amazing how stunning a pine cone sprayed gold. Of course, I think pine cones are wonderful naturally, but if you, that's for a great rustic look. But if you want a very fancy, glamorous look, a little gold spray, just paint it, and they just look gorgeous. They look like a work of art, which they are. They really are.
And you go into thinking about bedrooms, too. Sometimes people, when they have large parties, sometimes the bedroom is used for the place for people to put their coats, especially if they're having a large gathering. So you want everything to look attractive, to look pretty, and you use candles at time. And I know sometimes people might say, gee whiz, I'm concerned, I have children, I don't want a danger of a fire. Well, we've got these wonderful LED candles now. And they're marvelous. You can put those throughout your house, whatever you want to do to create that magical effect. And they're great for tables, mantles, whatever you want to use them for.
Well, I think as long as you have a candle that's protected with, say, a hurricane globe, and you have it up high enough so that little ones don't play with it, you're fine with candles. And you can add fresh greenery around the base of a hurricane globe around a candle. But I don't know if you noticed. Did you notice the picture of the hurricane globes that are filled with lemons?
Yes, and those are very elegant.
Well, there were some wonderful arrangements. One in Tudor Place on a console in an entry hall. Beautiful glass domes with lemons underneath, and I thought, oh, I don't have a glass dome, but I do have a glass hurricanes. I have a pair that I bought at the local Goodwill store, and I found them, and I filled them up with lemons, and I didn't have, you know, a priceless Chinese porcelain bowl to go in between, but I did have a blue and white that I'd found at a local store. Big blue and white bowl, I put that in between and put that on a console, and I love the look. And so it's not an exact replica, but I was inspired to do it by the examples in the book. So it took a little departure, which everybody can feel free to do.
Absolutely. And one of the things kids love to do is to go on an expedition. You say, okay, we're getting stuff ready. Here we are in the holidays. We're going to go and just bundle up and go down the street. And if you're, you know, lucky enough to be in a place like I am in the Pacific Northwest, we have all kinds of pine cones. We have just all kinds of things that we can pick up, and the kids can be the little monitors that go out and do all of that hard work, and then you can organize them and set up a craft table and just have fun with it.
Well, some of the pine cones I put in the blue and white bowl between the two hurricanes with the lemons came from a friend's home in East Texas, and her little children helped me gather them. They had a yard full of pine cones and didn't seem to pay much attention. And I was excited and thrilled, and I said, oh, could I have some? And they said, yes. So we gathered them, and the children loved it. And they said, what are you going to do? And I told them. And they were very excited, and you know, such little children, like preschool, that they were thrilled to think, oh, here's something I can do with these, you know. And then I worked with them, showed them how I was going to sort of tie them into little arrangements and put them in bowls. And then I put some around the base of the hurricane so that the hurricane with the yellow lemons would relate to the bowl a little more strongly by having a couple of pine cones. And I think I added a cinnamon stick. They're really fun. And you were talking earlier about aromas and fragrances. You know, a few cinnamon sticks here and there are great, too.
Oh, absolutely. They're just, cinnamon is magical, as far as I'm concerned. It just puts you automatically into, ooh, what kind of goodies do you have around? They smell so good. And again,
yes,
that's part of the festiveness. And one of the beauties of this absolutely gorgeous book, Delicious Christmas Decorations at Historic Houses and One's Home, is there was something that I thought was so unique that I'd not seen done before, and that was on a beautiful silver stand with greens around it, this brilliantly red cherry ball. And I looked at that and I said, that is phenomenal. Now, this is something actually you could put on, if you were having a buffet, you could put it on your buffet table. You could use it as a centerpiece, someplace for people to snack on. This is, it almost looks like it's fake. It's so beautiful. But these were
but
red cherries.
It's an idea. You know, I thought, Donna, that I would go one step further, you know, and this Christmas I will, and that is use olives, stuffed olives, and create that look with stuffed olives, and then add those little fancy toothpicks, you know, to have the little sucking things on the end so you don't stab yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Put a bowl of those back, and so people can actually eat the centerpiece.
I think that's
it'll
a great
be beautiful
idea.
Red and green.
And wouldn't that be fun if you used, just like you said, the olives, and you could use cherry tomatoes, but if you did something along the same line for kids, what would you recommend? Because sometimes with little ones, you don't want them to have toothpicks. So how would you set something like that together for children? What would you recommend?
Yes. I think when children look at these and see how simple it is, you know, they're going to want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to help mommy or grandmommy or whoever's doing these things. They're going to want to...
Are you still with me? I heard something go click. Oh, dear, I'm afraid her signal dropped. Well, I know that Dawn will try to get her back, but with Patricia, what she's done here is show a level of elegance and beauty that I think so many times when we're preparing for the holidays, we get so stressed. We think we have to go out and spend a fortune doing this, and it really is not necessary. So what I would just encourage you to do, we've lost Patricia, but if you will just keep in mind that the holidays are terrific. Her book is Delicious Christmas Decorations at Historic Houses and Your Home. This is Donna Siebel. We're taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Siebel. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out Toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 845-871-4900. That's 845-871-4900. Be sure to give them the code DS30, and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it. Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Patricia was in Houston, Texas, and we lost her. She was on a cell phone, and so we were not able to reconnect with her right away. But I did want to mention again her wonderful book. If you're like me and you say, gee, I wonder what I could do differently, Delicious Christmas Decorations is a book you want to get. Her name is Patricia Hart McMillan, and you can go to Schiffer Publishing, and you can find it on Amazon.com. But you can go to Schiffer Publishing as well, and that's S-C-H-I-F-F-H-I-E-R, and you'll find out how to get it. But it is a spectacular book, and the photography, like I said, was just incredible. So again, I'm sorry that her cell phone dropped the signal, but sometimes that happens when you're in certain locations. Ho, 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 the holidays are coming up. Oh, my goodness. Do you feel like you're meeting yourself coming and going? I know I do. Holy Joseph, I have just been so busy. So much has been going on. For those of you that are regular listeners, oh, before I forget it, toll-free number if you want to talk to me today, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And if you're a first-time listener, hey, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me tell you what I perceive for you, and then you can ask me a question about anybody or anything you like. Anyway, what I wanted to share with you is, last week I'd given you over the air one of my favorite cake recipes. I have to tell you, I was having company, and so I was going to try to get as much done because I had a full schedule over the weekend, and I was doing an appearance, and I was just so swamped, and I knew I wasn't going to have a lot of time to do a lot of cooking the way I like to do. So on Friday, because my guests were coming on Sunday, on Friday I did as much preparation and got a basic dish all together and all wrapped up and put in the refrigerator so it'd be ready to pop in the oven on Sunday. And I diligently, on Friday night, got busy, and I'm fixing this carrot walnut cake recipe that is absolutely sensational. Well, I followed the directions perfectly. It takes me about an hour to get this cake all put together. The reason being, it takes time to zest the lemons. I like using the fresh lemon zest, the fresh orange zest, and the fresh orange juice, and the fresh lemon juice, and all the other good things that go into that magnificent cake. Well, I did it. I take the cake out of the oven. I have to let it cool for 20 minutes before, because it's a dense cake, and it's a big cake. And by golly, I go and I turn it out of the pan, and I watch. And the middle of the cake goes, vroom. It goes down. The cake is so dense that it wasn't cooked all the way through. And I thought, oh, my God, oh, dear, oh, now what am I going to do with this? And this was pretty late in the evening by the time I was at this process. So I was really very, very concerned. And I knew I had a very busy schedule on Saturday. Well, this cake is so moist that that which did not cook, I gathered all up. There were sections of the cake that had cooked perfectly. But the section that collapsed on me, I gathered it all and put it in the oven overnight to see if it would dry out enough or would cook. Well, it didn't, but it tasted It was absolutely delicious. It looked hideous, but it was delicious. Obviously, I wasn't going to fix that for my guests. So after my busy schedule on Saturday, I put together another cake, but it took an hour and a half for that cake to bake. So the recipe I gave you, because of what happened to me, I want you to be aware, if you copied down that carrot walnut cake recipe, and if you'd like to get it, if you didn't get it over the air, let me know, because I'll be happy to send it to you via email. But this is such a dense cake that it just literally has to be in that oven for as long as your oven takes to cook it. And you need to test it. And I used a skewer, but I didn't check it well enough. And when I put the skewer in, the area I checked was solid. So take a piece of advice from me. When you're checking for anything that's a really special recipe, and I know we've got a caller on the line, I'll get to you in just a moment, just be aware that particular cake recipe is so dense that you must double check. So check different spots with your skewer to make sure that it's done. The second one I cooked took me an hour and a half. So, and I've got some other things I wanted to share with you today. But let's go to our caller, show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Linda, and I'm calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Linda. Is the sun shining in Phoenix?
It is, but it's a tad chilly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Huff and puff for me and send some sunshine up towards the Pacific Northwest, because we've got all these gray skies that we're so notorious for. And it's really cold. We're down, for us, it's down into the 30s. I don't know if it's that cold in Phoenix. Are you that brisk at this time?
Not at this time.
Well, enjoy your warm temperatures. Boy, oh boy. We've got the crisp weather. I don't mind it, really. I really love it. Well, let's get down to business with you, Linda. First thing that is coming into my mind is a lot of pressure. I think that, in a way, you sort of backed yourself into a corner, and you don't know quite how to get yourself out of this corner type of a situation. And I'm seeing you inch by inch making your way out into what you would consider a safer turf, where you have more flexibility. And I want you to know the only reason you've ended up in the corner is because you were not able to see some of the circumstances and conditions that were out of your control that were going to put you there. So what I want you to do is, even though you feel like you're sort of cornered right now, realize that it's just temporary. And it will take little baby steps of your own initiative and action to be able to get you out of that positioning. And you will be just fine. But you have got a time frame here. You feel, like I do, that things are being compressed into such a tight package. You feel like you blink and a week is gone. You go, how did that happen so fast? It is just, I think, almost a sign of the times. There is so much that's going on that by the time we're finished with certain processing, the next thing we know, we've got to be 25 yards ahead of where we are. And go, wait a minute, how come I have to be that far ahead? But that's what's happening with you. There's a momentum that's building up. So what I would like for you to do, I'd like for you to keep in mind to try to pace yourself. Because before the end of the year, you need to lay out a plan for your own particular goals and plan of action. And you need to be very clear about this so that you put things in the right place. And remember something, spend your time with friends and people that you really enjoy. There is an individual who wants to take more of your time that you don't really like to keep company with, but you think, gee whiz, I should do it. No. If you do not honestly enjoy the person, be very discriminating about your time, because you're getting to a point where you're not even giving time to yourself, dear, and you must do that. Do you have a question for me?
I'm working so hard to try and bring more income in. Do you see that happening before the end of the year?
I think, Linda, what you are going to find is that the intensity is going to stay there. The expectation is there. and you need to honor it. But I want to say, do what you can do and just take it one day at a time. Don't try to push yourself to such a degree that you can't enjoy the good things that are around you. You need to be able to have time for yourself so that you stay in good health, so that you don't end up coming down with a creepy cold or bronchitis or something like this. Take care of yourself. The income generation that you are wanting to have is going to come about more abundantly in spring. But everything that you're doing right now, you are needing to just take little tiny steps. Just be consistent. Follow through. And you're going to have that increase in income. But it's going to come slowly. It's not going to come real fast.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have a wonderful holiday season now.
You too.
Enjoy the blessings that you have in your life, my dear. You've got much to be grateful for.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is Donna Seebohm. We're going to take a break in just a little bit, but before we do, I want to give you the phone number, 888-627-6008. Also, I want to let you know about the guests that are going to be with us this week. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Murray Neighbors, Romantic Christmas Stories of the Old West. Ah, yes. And he is just such a nice person. He is a man that has this real romantic side. And so many times, we hear women say, oh, men are not romantic. Well, I got news for you. There's a lot of guys out there that are romantic, but they express it differently. I was at my local bank, and I was talking to a teller that she was just such a sweetie, and she's chatted with me before, and we have little conversations every time I go in. And she was talking about how she and her two girls are getting ready for the Christmas holidays, and she said, my husband has been gone for 9 days. There was a death in the family, and he had to go. And she said, I'm waiting until he gets home to do everything together, because it's just so magical when we're able to do things together that involve the girls. And her littlest one, who's 5 years of age, is counting down the days as to how many days it's going to be before her daddy comes home. And she can count up to 25 or 30 right now, so she knows that daddy's been gone 9 days, and when daddy comes home, they're going to go Christmas shopping, and they're going to do all kinds of things. So she said, he is just magical with the way that he works with the girls and things that he does. And she said, it just seems wonderful to be able to have this. So it's important for us to share. And I think families, when they can do things together, it's not how much money you spend. It's what you do together. The children love being involved. And I think that that creates a magic. That's what makes the holidays so extremely special. When more than one person is involved, and you can be putting things together, making things happen. And I've seen this occur so many, many times. So whether you have a quarter in your pocket or a quarter of a million in your pocket, it doesn't make any difference. It's the feeling, it's the sharing, and it's the wonderful camaraderie that I think makes the holidays so magical. Okay, and then we're going to be talking about money. That's right. Everybody's interested in being more financially independent. Danny Kofsky is going to be my guest. Then we're going to be talking about feng shui this week, life mapping. How can you use feng shui so that you see more of a result of what you want in your life? Well, we'll find out. And enlightenment ain't what it's cracked up to be. When I saw the title on that book, I said, oh, this has got to be a must-read. And Robert Foreman is going to be my guest. We are going to have a great time this week. I know for so many of you, you've got so many irons in the fire, and you're concerned about family and friends and everything that you got to do. Well, just be patient, because it's all going to come into place. But remember, take time to walk around your neighborhood. Check out the lights. Talk with your neighbors. Take time to really savor and enjoy this wonderful time of the year. To me, it's just magical, and I love seeing the imagination of the people around. Chris Blind wrote a delightful poem. Chris said, cardinals winging in the snow, pines, cones, and mistletoe, snowflakes falling everywhere across the days of December. we don't have snowflakes here, thank you very much, and they can bypass us this year. We'll be quite happy. But should they come around, it just transforms the state of Washington into a winter wonderland. But I love the photo that Chris has along with his little poem, two beautiful cardinals. Of course, they are very well known on the East Coast. Well, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. If you want to give me a buzz, call me at 888-627-6008. I'm going to come back, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and some more of, well, who knows. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. To see more details, God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. I'm going to take the opportunity to thank the wonderful staff at the Ascension Foundation that put on the event on Saturday. We had a wonderful turnout of people, and it was absolutely delightful to be around so many people and at their open house, and there's some other things that are going to be coming up. And speaking of events coming up, and again, I want to thank the staff. They were just absolutely awesome. And Melanie Seiko and other individuals just went overboard to really welcome everybody, and we just all had a very good time. But I want to let you know, in Tacoma, I'm going to be doing a special appearance for a few hours on the 10th, this coming Saturday. It's going to be held at the King's Bookstore. Now, the event is the Dickens Festival. This is in, I believe, its 8th or 9th year, and it is fabulous for the family. And I will be at the King's Bookstore, and I will be doing many consultations for people. I'll be in costume, as will so many individuals, because of this wonderful holiday festival. So if you can, come on by. And the hours that I will be at the King's Bookstore in downtown Tacoma is 11:30 until 4. And part of the proceeds go towards the festival's charity group, whichever one they have picked for this year. So just know that this is a wonderful event that's meant for kids of all ages, and you will have a great time. And of course, the weather is cold and crisp and dry, and it's perfect for those sleigh rides and the teddy bear parade they're going to have and all kinds of stuff. So I just wanted to bring that up. And then on the 17th, I am going to be in Portland, Oregon, and I will be doing an appearance there. I'm going to be there for a period of time, and then I will be coming back into my own home area. So this is quite a busy period, as I know it is for you as well. How many of you say, gee, I'd love to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds? Well, I came across some tips to lose 15 pounds of what is called false fat. Well, if you've ever taken like me and you grab some, you say, that's false, good deal. How can I evaporate it? I keep waiting for a microwave that will be designed so we women could just step in and say, okay, take an inch off of this hip, a little bit off the thigh, and whatever else on, you know, the tush, and, you know, it just would be so nice. After all, I saw it in Logan's Run that was put out, the original movie, that the play was written, or the script was written by Bill Nolan. But anyway, what I would say is we don't have that. We haven't figured out how to do that. In science fiction, that was very, very real, but in real life, it isn't there yet. So how can you help your body to, if nothing else, relocate that fat or tone it up? Well, one of the favorite things that I think you can do is walking. Believe it or not, that's one of the simplest things you can do. And depending on where you live, sometimes you need to find a place that's going to protect you from the elements. And if you don't have your own treadmill where you can watch your favorite whatever it is that you want to watch on television and just keep chugging along, I think the next best place is a mall, where you can be in that mall and you've got all kinds of things around you to look at, and you can walk at your own pace. But many of these malls are huge. And I know we've got a couple in our own area, and you can just walk in that mall and put on 5 miles in a day and get all your eye shopping done so that you know what you want to go back for. But it allows you to keep yourself in shape, and walking is one of the safest things that you possibly can do. The only thing you really need in the way of any kind of equipment is a good pair of shoes that support your heels and the soles of your feet well. That's the most important thing, so that you don't end up with achy arches and problems with the feet. So walking really makes a difference. You know, if you have 2 hours of brisk physical activity, it reduces, for women, a lot of bloating. And if you have had a meal, well, if you can just go for a leisurely walk after you eat, that's an old tradition, European tradition. You just don't sit after you eat and not do anything. Now, most of the time, we women are up in the kitchen and doing all kinds of stuff, and we're moving and doing that. We very rarely sit still. That's something my husband will always say, Donna, for heaven's sakes, can't you just sit down? No, can't do that. Dishes to wash, things to do, coffee if we've got guests, got to take care of this, got to take care of that, got to take care of the other. So we're typically moving. But for many people, after they eat, they just sit. Well, if you get up and take a leisurely walk, and you don't have to go 10 miles an hour here. You just take a leisurely walk. It helps the body to digest your food. It actually gives the body a chance to utilize that you put in it for energy. So walking is one of the best things that you possibly can do. And I know we did this, Victor and I, my little Scotty, we went out walking last night. It was really dark. Ended up bumping into some neighbors. We had a nice chat. It was brisk and cold out. But it really is invigorating. Not only that, we got to see all the decorations that people have been putting up, and there's more to come. So it was really a delightful thing. And when you're walking, if you're finding you're going to be walking at night, if you don't have a buddy walking with you, if you're like me, you're walking your dog, then what you want to do is make sure you got a flashlight and make sure you're wearing light clothing. And if possible, get reflective type of material. If you have a vest that's reflective, put it on. Put something on where people can see you. It's very disturbing to me when I see people riding bikes, walking, out and about, and they're dressed in dark clothes. You can't see them. And it is very, very important that people be able to see you. So if you have reflective gear on, whether it's on your hat, on your coat, your jacket, gloves, lights on a bike, or even if you got, I've got a little flashing light that I put on my coat so that as I'm walking, if it's at night, I'm facing traffic and that light is blinking. Plus, I carry a flashlight. And that way, people know they can see me. It's not going to be a surprise. I always try to wear a reflective band or a bright yellow jacket, something that's going to show them that I'm there. And I always put my little Scotty in a yellow outfit as well because he can be seen then, because he's black and you can't see him. So that's for both of our safety. Also, if you want to not be uncomfortable, remember, if you don't want a lot of weight gain, I know the desserts and the goodies are there. I raise my hand. I'm just as guilty as anybody else. I love good food. But remember to drink water. I just had a very good friend that ended up going to the hospital She was under so much stress. She's got members in her family that are not well. She's been taking care of them. All of a sudden, she felt like she was having a heart attack. She drives herself over to the emergency room, and they found out she was dehydrated. She forgot to take in liquids. So it's something we need to be aware of. Take care of yourself. You know, when it's cold, believe it or not, you're going to be using up a lot of energy. So just pay attention to that. Hey, I've got some information to share with you about smartphone. And a friend of mine was showing me his yesterday, and I had to laugh. This is a gentleman that's in his 70s, and he said his granddaughter taught him how to use a smartphone. And he said, you know, on this smartphone, the kids can show you how you can make people's faces distorted. And he was doing all kinds of things, and we were just laughing like crazy because she had managed to make him look like an alien from outer space, and it was all on his smartphone. Well, his wife, who has, they both have a number of grandchildren. She said, oh, yes, I got to get one myself eventually because I've got to keep up with my grandkids. So here is some information about smartphones. It enables you to check your email, surf the web, and stream video no matter where you are going to be. However, you've got to be very careful because if you have a certain amount of data usage, you're going to end up with exorbitant charges on your bill. So you can enjoy the perks of your mobile phone without ever paying extra. Now, here's what they say. Use mobile versions of websites, and most of your favorite websites have web pages that are exclusively for mobile phone users, especially designed to use less data by limiting graphics and streaming video and the audio as well. It's easy. All you have to do to find them is instead of typing www before the website address, simply type the letter M and period, M period, and such as M period Facebook.com, M period Fandango.com. Also, if you like to play with apps, like to listen to music, watch movies on your phone, you can use about 10% less of your data plan when you download them to your computer first, then upload them to your phone rather than download them to your phone directly. Also, check your email manually. If your phone is set to always look for new email, that's constant connectivity that really isn't necessary, and it's going to drain a lot of your data usage. All you have to do to change that setting is to go to the settings section on your phone, select the option to have your email delivered manually, then check for new messages when you want to. And that way, it's going to keep your costs down. Also, using free Wi-Fi connections. And most smartphones can be set up to automatically switch from using your data plan to connecting to free Wi-Fi, you know, like at the coffee shops and the libraries. So you can check email, watch a video, or do anything else without affecting your data usage. All you have to do is find out from your carrier how you set that up on your smartphone. Well, my goodness, we're out of time. I'm so delighted you were able to share this day with me. And remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Be careful. Be safe. You know, it gets dark earlier now. And be aware that this is a day that you should enjoy to the fullest. It's filled with wonderful gifts, good people, and who knows, maybe a miracle or two can be thrown in as well. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.